He can't hardly get this, but he's that foot going all that other.
Oh, if you ever seen a, sometimes a boy when he just starts to grow and just shoot straight up,
yeah,
all arms and legs.
Yeah.
And how do you describe him then? You say
he's growing and he's gonna be a tall boy.
Would you ever call him a gangling boy?
Yeah, that would.
When he's like that, and you know, sometimes they stumble around over things. You say he's what? He's
comely.
Yeah, comely.
Yeah.
Let's see. If a person keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense, and you just think, well, that they're stupid things to do, and you might say, well, he's a plain
mean fella. That's what. Just doing something he ain't got no business. We call that a mean fella. Stay angry all the time.
Yeah. What if he's doing things that are just not smart things to do? You know, they're not necessarily mean things, but they just things that are dumb things to do. You'd say he's a plain.
Plain. Yeah. That's what I.
You just say he's a plain fool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Is that word fool, is that something you don't usually call somebody or what?
No, you don't suppose to call it, but you know they do. They do call it.
Is it better to call somebody foolish than a...
Foolish, and to call him a fool.
Yeah.
Yeah, foolish. Yeah.
What about, you ever seen a man maybe that just won't spend a cent, he just won't spend any of his money, you got a name for him?
You call him Nitty.
Yeah.
He nitty. He don't want to help you and don't want to help himself.
Yeah, you're forgetting that, man. Now, when you use the word common, when you say, well, he's just a common old fella, is that a good term or a bad term?
Yeah, that's a common fella. That's a good. Because, see, every time you see him, he just one thing. You take a person and say one thing all the time, and you kind of put up with it. But now, if you come here today, I'll be good. Then you come here back in tomorrow, I'll be have my mouth stuck out. And well, you don't know how to get with me.
Yeah.
Well, I was here yesterday, but he's all right. But see now, with the Hebrew people. They get mad with you, and then I get mad with the world. Now I call that foolish.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a foolish person.
Yeah.
Now I don't want people to get mad with you, and you ain't done nothing to me.
Yeah. So, and not reason to be mad there.
No, ain't no use.
That's right.
They say, y'all, he come. Now he coming back, me and him gonna talk all this something, and go on be married. Yeah, but you know, there's so many of them. It's so much different. And then you can't tell him nothing. You can't show it to him.
Yeah.
And then you take the biggest majority of people, where you got to live, you got to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, be honest in what you're doing. If I come and tell you, I want to borrow $5 from you, I know you're good. Now, if you got that $5 and you ain't got no need for it, now you let me have it.
Yeah.
But now, if you got need for it, now you don't supposed to let me have that, because the Bible teaches us a house by itself can't stand. Well, see, now that's you buy against yourself then.
Yeah.
See? But now, if you ain't got nothing else to do, now I done paid my grocery bills, I done paid my light bills. Everything, well, I just got $5 in my pocket. Yeah. Just hand it to me.
Yeah, that's right.
Say, when you gonna pay me back? Well, I'll pay you back six and this time. And then if I can't get to you then, I don't try to dodge you. I'm supposed to come and tell you, say, now, you know I fell down. That's what the gentleman said. I fell down. I couldn't make my points meet. Well, then you say, all right, then, that's all right, this. Just if you're willing to pay me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's everything's put.
Yeah, that's right. Everything's okay.
Yes, everything's okay.
Yeah. Let's see.